welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. I am Z and with me is...
See yo.
Yes, and if you are here for the first time, welcome, welcome to the family. And if you are a regular, welcome back to the show. Let's get straight into the story.
You are going to suffer for this.
Ramesses got really angry when Moses asked him to free the slaves. In anger, he doubled the work for the Hebrew slaves.
Hey, keep working.
Ah!
Today you will die if you don't meet the target.
Moses was very sad when he saw what was happening.
Who's that coming?
It's Pharaoh's spy.
Pharaoh has Hebrews working as spies?
You've been away for a very long time, Moses.
Are you happy now? All you have done is make matters worse.
I'm just here to help God's people.
We didn't ask for your help.
After the spy said that, Moses left to a quiet place so he could speak to God.
God, I did as you said, but things have gotten worse.
Moses, go again to Pharaoh. I will make you like a god to him. Take your staff and dip it in the river. You shall multiply my wonder in this land, and by this they shall know that I am the Lord.
I will go where you send me, my Lord.
You again.
Pharaoh, the Lord has commanded you to let his people go.
Who? The Lord God of trickery? Is that it? Get out of my way, Moses.
Behold his power.
And Moses did as the Lord told him. He lifted up his staff and dipped it into the river of Nile. Throughout all the lands of Egypt, the water turned to blood. The fish died and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink.
Ha! Another clumsy bit of magic, huh? I don't have to drink water when I have wine.
You are so cold-hearted, Pharaoh. But the Lord God has instructed me. I will show you that he is the only God Almighty. Cousin, this doesn't have to happen. Just let the Hebrews go. Your people are going to suffer. If you remain adamant, some will die.
Enough! I am the only God. Then Moses hit the staff on the ground, and the dust became lice. Pharaoh's magicians could not do anything, but Pharaoh refused to let the slaves leave.
God, Pharaoh is not letting the people leave.
He again lifted his staff and hit it on the ground. This time, millions of frogs came out of the river. There were frogs everywhere. And the next time, it was a storm of flies. And the cattle died. God unleashed 10 plagues to prove his power, and Pharaoh had to learn the hard way that God was in control.
Bring me Moses.
Yes, my Lord.
You! This is all your fault.
No. If you would just let them go, this wouldn't have happened. Don't hurt your people anymore. God commands you to let his people go. Don't think that you are greater than God.
I am God. If you don't want to see your people slain, then leave my city.
Listen, God will send one final plague tonight at midnight. He will kill every firstborn child in this kingdom.
You are banished from this house. If I see you again, I will kill you.
Father, I am a firstborn. I'm afraid.
All
this is trickery, son. His God is nothing. He is nothing. They are all nothing.
Then Moses called for all elders of Israel, and he said to them,
God has spoken to me. Tonight you shall slaughter your lamb and mark your door with its blood. Do not leave your house until morning. The Lord will deal with your oppressors and shield you from the evil one.
They covered their doorposts with the lamb's blood using hyssop branch. This way, when the angel of death passed by, he will leave each door that is covered by this blood alone. The people did as the Lord commanded. And as midnight came to pass, all the firstborns of Egypt was struck. The city started echoing with cries.
Oh, great God, my son, not my son, no! What's wrong, Moses?
The death. It has passed us.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, but pity the firstborns of Egypt. My friend, I'm sorry.
Don't say anything. Take your people and leave. I don't care for anything right now.
Thank you. And
don't say another word. Just leave. I will never forget this.
Although it was sad that people lost their firstborns, there was something the Hebrews could be joyful about. They were now free and left Egypt being led by Moses, free from slavery, hardships, and all their sorrows. the end of the story today. I hope that you enjoyed the song at the end. I thought it was a very cool song. I hope you also thought it was a very cool song. But this is the end of the story. It's a very sad story, actually. I was very sad when I was doing this thing. But it doesn't matter. Next week, the story will continue. So don't miss out. Goodbye.
Every single week, Little Mommy.